Hey, what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner Circle with me, Ray Diggs. Hey, listen, I got a great, great segment for you all. I want to give you all my college football 2022 Heisman Trophy candidates. I'm going to give you all just 10 of the college football players that I feel can easily be, you are the next Heisman Trophy winner. That's what I'm going to give you all today. Hey, thank you all again for all the support, the love and support. Thank you all. Make sure you all give me feedback. Let me know what you like, what you dislike. And hey, let's work. I'm going to fix this. But hey, let's go ahead on and tune into the Heisman Trophy candidates, the winner circle, Heisman Trophy candidates for the 2022 college football season. I'm going to start at number 10. I'm going with Stetson Bennett from Georgia. The kid is coming back as the defending national champions. He have confidence. He have a three-headed monster at tight end. He have a hell of a coach in Kirby Smart. I expect for him to be somewhere in that top 10 of the Heisman Trophy candidate when this thing is all said and done. I'm going with Stetson Bennett at number 10. At number 9, I'm coming with Trevion Henderson from Ohio State. The kid broke the freshman record in the Big Ten for the most rushing touchdowns. And I expect, it seemed like every time I saw this kid run the ball, he was always breaking a long one. He was always taking one to the house. And I expect for him running behind a big offensive line from Ohio State. I expect for him to also to be somewhere as one of the top rushers in all of college football. And not only can he run the ball, he can also catch the ball. I expect for him to be somewhere in that top 10, if not top 5 of the Heisman Trophy when it's all said and done. At number 8, I'm doing with DJ Umaleto, the kid from Clemson. Okay, DJ is what I would call a quarterback who had a bad season last season. But this season right here, I expect for the big 6'4", 230-pound junior to bounce back. This is his bounce back season. This kid right here, he have a big, big arm. I feel like Dabo Swinney is going to put weapons around him. He's going to set him up for success. But if DJ fall off the way he did last season, don't be surprised. It's the young freshman quarterback, Cade Kupnick, get put into the starting lineup, but I expect for DJ to be somewhere in that top 10 of the Heisman Trophy as a Heisman Trophy candidate. I'm going with DJ as the number eight in my Heisman Trophy candidates. Number 7, I'm going with Braylon Allen from Wisconsin, the young running back. He's a true sophomore. Last season, it seemed like every time I watched this kid play, he was always going for 100, 200 yards rushing. Wisconsin, he's all Wisconsin have. Wisconsin is going to go as far as this young running back takes them. This kid right here, he's a big, big, big back. He's like 6'2", 220 pounds, and he can run the ball. I expect for him to be somewhere in that top 5, 6, 7 of the Heisman Trophy candidates when this thing is all said and done. And if he can get Wisconsin to maybe 10, 11 wins, don't be surprised if he's one of the 4 candidates that's standing up there in New York for the Heisman Trophy presentation. He's my number 7. At number 6 is Jackson Smith from Ohio State, the young wide receiver. He's a junior this season. Now, he broke the record in the Rose Bowl game for the most receiving yards by any wide receiver. But guess what? He was also playing behind 2 first-round draft picks. As you know, these Chris Olave and Gary Wilson went in the first round of this past NFL draft. So guess what? This kid right here he's the focal point of the offense. With Trevion Henderson, it's only so much you're going to be able to do. This Ohio State offense is loaded. So I expect for this kid right here to really put up monster numbers this year playing beside Marvin Harrison Jr. So he is my number 6 Heisman Trophy candidate. It's Jackson Smith from Ohio State. At number 5, I'm going with Bijan Robinson, the young running back from Texas. This kid right here, he's playing behind an offensive line that's kind of suspect to me. They, as you know, in week 2, they will play against Alabama. I want to see how he run up against that Alabama run game and how is that offensive line going to hold up against a team like Alabama. But if he can have a good game against Alabama, maybe go for 160, 170, I expect for him to run all over the rest of the teams. And if he have to stay healthy, I expect for him, if he stay healthy and he can run against Alabama, I expect for him to run over the rest of the teams in the Big 12. So I'm expecting for a big year from Bijan Robinson from Texas. At number 4, my one and only defensive player, I'm going with the Terminator from the University of Alabama, defensive end, linebacker, whatever you want to call him, Will Anderson. Man, Will Anderson is a football player. He's a gamer. He's a baller. He's a playmaker and he's a shot caller. And he's my number four on the Heisman Trophy candidate list. Will Anderson, I expect for him to cause a lot of havoc back there in the backfield. If he can stay healthy, don't be surprised if this kid gets 21, 22 sacks this season. And also, with Dallas Turner coming from the other side, with Broswell coming from the other side, you can't double team him because it's going to – this right here, this defense right here is so loaded. It's crazy. I expect for Will Anderson to dominate, and if he can stay healthy, he will be – most likely the number one draft pick in the April draft. But hey, Will Anderson is my number four Heisman Trophy candidate. At number three, I'm going with Caleb Williams from USC. He's the transfer from Oklahoma. This kid right here, I expect for him to put a monster number in a week, monster numbers in a week conference of the Pac-12. Around about the same thing he did in the Big 12, because everybody know in the Pac-12, they don't play defense unless you're Utah. Every other team, they pretty much wide open. So I expect for Caleb Williams to put up monster numbers in this week conference. It won't surprise me if USC can win 11 games, maybe even win 12 games. Caleb Williams will be one of the top four Heisman Trophy candidates that's coming to New York to be presented the Heisman Trophy in December. So if this team, USC can run the table, he would definitely be there. So he's my number three. At number two, I'm going with C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. As you know, I got three Ohio State players on this list. Trevion Henderson, I got Jackson Smith, and I got C.J. Stroud. This offense is loaded. The only problem that I have with C.J. Stroud is this. Will he throw it enough? Will he get enough yards? That's the only problem I have. Will Ryan Day allow him to put up monster numbers? Because they have an offense they're not going to be stopped. And that is the only problem that I have. Will he be able to throw? Will they run the ball with their running backs more this season because they have a young running back in Trevion Henderson? Or will, it depends. C.J. Stroud can come out there and throw, maybe go 18 for 25 for 375 yards and 5 touchdowns. Will that be enough for a whole season? I don't know. But I expect for him to be at the Heisman Trophy presentation in December. He's one of my top two. I expect for him to be a top two Heisman Trophy candidate about time December comes, because Ohio State is going to be most likely undefeated, most likely. So I expect for him to be there. And my number one, I got to go with the defending Heisman Trophy winner, Bryce Young from the University of Alabama. I've been hearing everything that Nick Saban has been saying. Nick Saban has been basically telling us that this kid he's older, he's more mature, he's taking on a bigger leadership role. And I expect for this team, this kid right here, to put up another monster season. The only problem I have is because Alabama have so many really, really good running backs, will they lean more on the running game this season and away from the passing game? Because they lean more on the passing game last season than the running game, because they really only had maybe one or two good running backs because of the injuries, and they basically just had Brian Roberts. So I expect for this team to lean a lot on the running game, and I don't know if that's going to help or hurt Bryce Young, but I will say this. I expect for Bryce Young to be there in December as one of the top Heisman Trophy candidates. And when they present it, when they say, and this year's Heisman Trophy winner is, I expect for Bryce Young to be one of the top two candidates that his name is going to be called. So, another problem that I might have is, will Nick Saban call the dogs early in the third quarters against a lot of these teams? A lot of these teams, I expect for them to call the dogs early, like they did with a Tua Tagovailoa. And that's the problem. That's another problem that I have. Will they call the dogs? And that will hurt Bryce Young. So these are the questions that I need answered when it comes down to top players like a C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young or a Caleb Williams. When you up 42-0 at halftime, will they pull the dogs? Will they allow them to keep throwing the ball? And I just don't know. So that's the reason why I have so much I'm so skeptical when it comes down to these top quarterbacks because of the weak schedules that a lot of them are playing. But I expect for Bryce Young to be there. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with me, Ray Diggs. Hey, listen, peace and have a blessed Saturday. It's football time. It's college football. Peace.